Today on Path of Grace.
Paul gave his all. He gave his everything. And in return, the gates of heaven did not pour out upon him money, money, money. What he got in return was hunger and thirst. He said he was in cold and nakedness. Why did he experience cold? Because he had no clothing to wear. He was cold and naked. I want to read to you an ad that ran in the lost and found section of a small town newspaper. Listen very carefully. Lost, one dog, brown hair with several bald spots, right leg broken due to an auto accident, left hip hurt from dog fight, right eye missing, left ear bitten off in another dog fight, answers to the name Lucky. I love that. A balding, broken-legged, hurt-hipped, ear-bitten-off dog named Lucky. Now, I read this, and Lucky doesn't sound all that lucky to me. When I think about this dog, Lucky, I can't help but think about the life experience of so many of us, and I can't help but think about the Apostle Paul and the things he talked about, the things he experienced in his life as a believer, as part of the body of Christ, as the apostle called and commissioned by Christ to go to the Gentiles, into the nations with the gospel of grace. The life experience of Paul, this man who I think most of us would consider a great man of faith. He talks about his life in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. If you have a Bible, flip it open. 2 Corinthians is right after 1 Corinthians, if that helps at all. But he talks about the things he experienced, again, as a believer, as part of the body of Christ, as an apostle, part of the A team, not a B team or C team. Remember, he was an apostle, not a B apostle. Pardon me, that was a really bad joke. Anyway, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, starting midway through verse 23, reading down to verse 28, listen to what Paul says about his life experience, again, as a believer, as the apostle sent by Christ to the Gentiles, as part of the body of Christ, as a great man of faith. Here's what he experienced. He says this, I was in labors more abundantly, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths many times, from Jews five times, 40 stripes save one did I receive. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice was I shipwrecked. A night and a day in the deep I have passed. Journeyings many times, perils of rivers, perils of robbers, perils from kindred, perils from nations, perils in cities, perils in the wilderness, perils in seas, perils among false brethren, in laboriousness and painfulness, in watchings many times, in hunger and thirst, in fastings many times, in cold and nakedness, apart from the things without, the crowding upon me that is daily, the care of all the assemblies. Man, sounds a bit like Lucky the dog, doesn't it? So much for the idea of life being easy and things being smooth sailing if you become a believer and if you have enough faith and if you make serving the Lord your top priority. Paul says he was in labors more abundantly. This messenger of grace was working harder, serving more than we can imagine. And in return, here was his paycheck on this planet in his mortal body during this evil age. He got stripes above measure. In other words, he was beaten and whipped so much, he had so many scars, you wouldn't have been able to count the scars on his back. Wow. Is it amazing or what, how violently opposed the religious world is to the idea of grace? Remember, my friend, it was devout religious people who beat the snot out of Paul, and it was devout religious people who plotted against Christ and had the snot beaten out of him and had him nailed to a cross. Paul says he was in labors more abundantly. He received stripes above measure. He was in prisons more frequently. He was locked up over and over. He was in deaths many times. In other words, he was placed in life and death situations where he thought he was going to be killed over and over. He said in verse 24, from Jews, meaning the religious leadership, five times he got 40 stripes minus one. In other words, on five separate occasions, the religious leaders had him whipped. And instead of a full 40 lashes, oh, they showed mercy by only giving him 39. And it happened five different times. Can you imagine that? And then he says that he was beaten with rods. Man, three times beaten with rods. Again, what had Paul done? He was out proclaiming the gospel of grace. He was proclaiming the message of Christ, the successful Savior, who ultimately undoes all that was done by Adam. And the response from the religious world was much less than positive. He then says that once he was stoned. Now, that doesn't mean he tried pot on one occasion. It means that because people considered him a heretic and hated him, they basically gathered around him, lined up, and threw rocks at him in an attempt to permanently end his ministry right then and there. He says that he was shipwrecked. Not once, not twice, but three times shipwrecked. But hold on, I thought that if I gave my life to Jesus, it was going to be smooth sailing. I thought that if I had enough faith, things would be easy. No, look at Paul and look at Christ Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. Here, Paul, again, his reward in his mortal body in this evil age was being beaten, whipped, stoned, and shipwrecked. But wait, there's more. He says, a night and a day in the deep I have passed. In other words, he floated out in the depths of the sea after one of those shipwrecks for a night and a day. Can you imagine how terrifying that would have been? He says in verse 26, journeyings many times. He experienced the perils of rivers, perils of robbers. People stole from the guy. They robbed him. Perils from kindred, that means from fellow Jews. Perils from nations, that means from non-Jews. Perils in the city, perils out in the wilderness, perils in the sea, perils among false brethren. No matter where Paul went, it was perilous for him. In return for his life of faith, in return for his service to the Lord, in return for proclaiming the good news of Christ, the successful Savior, Paul was hated, and life, needless to say, was not always very pleasant, and it definitely was not pain-free. You would think that as Paul went out sharing the greatest news ever, people would have thought he was terrific. No. You would think, according to what I've heard on some religious programming, that if you're living a great life of faith, well, you're going to be able to name it and claim it and maybe get a Cadillac to go to those ministry opportunities, Paul. No, that's not the way it worked for Paul. You would think that if you had enough faith, well, finances wouldn't be an issue. No, his faith was not expressed by naming and claiming a Cadillac and a windfall of money from heaven. Nope, his faith was expressed by trusting the Lord and continuing to walk with him, even when it painfully cost him everything. At one point, Paul talked about the experience of himself and his traveling companions being so miserable that they despaired even of life. In other words, it was so miserable they just wanted to die that they kept marching on. They didn't give up. That's faith. Paul could have shut up. He could have stopped preaching what he was preaching, but he didn't. He kept at it, and the religious world hated him all the more. Verse 27, he said, in laboriousness and painfulness, in watchings many times, in hunger and thirst, in fastings many times, in cold and nakedness. Again, I've got to say, wow, this kind of blows a hole in that financial prosperity message that is so often preached. If you have enough faith, and of course, if you send in enough money to us, then in return, God is going to cause the floodgates of heaven to open up and money is going to be poured out upon you. So plant that seed of faith by sending in your check right now. Operators are standing by to even take your credit card or debit card number. Plant that seed now. Wait a minute. Paul was a great man of faith, and he didn't just plant a seed of $29.95. No. Paul gave his all. He gave his everything. And in return, the gates of heaven did not pour out upon him money, 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 what he got in return was hunger and thirst. Yes, there were times of fasting that he did it by choice, but they're separated here in this passage in verse 27. He went through times of hunger and thirst because he had no stinking food to eat. He said he was in cold and nakedness. Why did he experience cold? Because he had no clothing to wear. He was cold and naked. Wow, that's a far cry from the $2,000 suits I sometimes see on TV. This faithful servant of the Lord was hated, cast out from the religious majority. He was attacked. He was persecuted. He was lied about. He was plotted against. People tried to kill him. All in the name of God and religion. And at times, this man of great faith didn't have enough money for food, much less for clothing. And he is the apostle sent to the Gentiles, who he himself said was a pattern for our salvation. He was a great man of faith. And contrast, again, his life experience with what the religious world today sometimes tells us a life of faith will look like. Oh, if you have enough faith, you're going to be wearing the fancy suits, have the big jewelry, mansions, and even fake hair. And the religious world is going to throw their arms around you and continue month after month to send in those love gifts of $29.95 to keep you on the air. And they'll even send in that occasional seed gift of $500 to bring in that big financial windfall. Oh, but I got to throw in the disclaimer. If you don't get the 100-fold return on that seed gift, it's because you didn't have enough faith. Don't you love that disclaimer? Oh, pardon me for that little rant. It was probably uncalled for, probably shouldn't have gone there. But I want you to see the contrast between Paul, the apostle sent by Christ, the epitome of a man of faith, a man of God. And it is so radically different than what we have culturally come to expect the man of God to look like and the man of God's life experience to be. His life experience is not at all what so many try and lead us to believe the life experience will be for a person who has wonderful faith. So what's the point in all of that? Well, I guess it's simply this: for you and for me in this age, we are not promised that life is going to be easy. We aren't promised that serving the Lord and proclaiming the gospel of grace is going to cause people to love us. Instead, most likely, it's going to cause quite a few to hate us. That's just the way it goes. And as we look at the world around us and look at what we see in Scripture, I think what we see here is that the folks who are really living a life of faith, those who are called by the Lord, might not at all resemble what we think a person called by the Lord might look like or what their past might be. They might instead have a life history a lot like Lucky the dog, who we talked about earlier. They might be wearing the scars of Lucky the dog, and they might be wandering around out on the street like Lucky the dog. Now, my plan today was actually to start a study in the book of Philippians, but I got a little bit sidetracked here and ranted a little bit longer than I thought I was going to about the sufferings of Paul. So we'll do an introduction to Philippians next time. For homework, read through Philippians. It's a letter of encouragement. And I believe as we study it together, we're going to be encouraged. We're going to see that the things we suffer in this present evil age are not in vain. It all serves a purpose. It is all part of God working things together for the good. And again, as we go through it together, we will be strengthened and encouraged. So for homework, read through it on your own and get ready to jump into it with me over the coming weeks. My name is James Flanders. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. Thank you so much for your prayers, encouragement, and support. And by the way, today for a love gift of $29.95, you will receive a bottle of miracle water. No, just kidding. I don't have any miracle water for you. And I can't give you any promises of getting 100-fold in return if you help me continue with this ministry. But you know what? If you do support this ministry, it does provide some groceries for my family and me, and clothing and other luxurious items like running water in the house. And when you think about it, that truly is a luxury item, isn't it? Anyway, thanks again for listening. Be blessed, my friend. Be blessed.